What I want us to think about today is what must it have been like? First of all, what must it have been like for Mary? She was probably in her young teens when the angel Gabriel appeared to her and told her everything that was going to happen. She might have been in Solbar. Who knows?
Who would have thought it possible? Me, to have a baby. No ordinary baby. I'm not even married, and everyone will stare at me. They will be rude to me. They will think that Joseph and I have lived and slept together before we have got married. It's not true. That's not what God wants us to do. We want to do what's right. God knows that. The angel said that God was pleased with me. That's why I am to have this special baby, God's son. I don't understand. I am scared. What will people say? How will they ever believe that this child is from God? What will they do to him? It will be hard, but I believe God knows what is best. I trust him.
It's quite a thought, isn't it? What must it have been like for a young girl, not married, to suddenly discover that she's going to have a baby and she's not been with a man at all? What must it have been like for Mary? She was brave, wasn't she, to say yes to God? And then again, as the second half of our reading went on, what must it have been like for those shepherds out on the hillside? It's about a 10-minute run from the fields down into Bethlehem town. And the fields are hilly and green and rich in history. Ruth, do you remember the story of Ruth in the Old Testament? Ruth collected wheat here when they were Boaz's fields above Bethlehem. David, the shepherd boy, he looked after sheep on these hills, sang songs and composed psalms on these hills above Bethlehem. Not a difficult journey down into town, but for a poor first century shepherd, the small town would have seemed like a million miles away. They were labelled unclean by the rabbis, those shepherds. They were used to life at the bottom of society, bottom of the pile. So they knew all about waiting and watching. They weren't used to being part of society, part of the town. Today, the fields are called Beit Sahur, which is Aramaic for the people who watch during the night. Isn't that nice? They've called the fields the people who watch during the night. But their night watch, of course, was about to be interrupted, abruptly ended with the arrival of the angel. And you heard what he said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news, which will bring great joy to all the people, because today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you, the Messiah, the Lord." Can you imagine what it must have been like for those shepherds? They were probably pretty cold already, but as soon as the angel appeared, they would have been frozen with fear, wouldn't they? Terrified by this apparition. And next thing they know, the sky is full of angels, a vast host singing praise to the Lord. And they would have been filled with joy and praise themselves, compelled by the light and the song, and especially the message. They agreed to go and do what they'd been told to go and see this new child that had been born. The fear that they were initially feeling, the terror, had been replaced by joy, the desire to go and see it for themselves. Excitement, adrenaline. They must have run down the hill, I think. They dropped everything. They left their sheep behind. They left behind all their possessions. They just upped and went down the hillside. They abandoned their responsibilities and everything they had and they ran to go and see this child. I wonder if some of those angels went back to the fields to guard the sheep and watch for in place of the shepherds. Doesn't matter, does it, anyway? Nothing was lost. Somebody was watching, because the field was God's place. It was a safe place that night. Must have seemed like perhaps seconds to the shepherds to run down the hill, maybe an eternity. But they knew from the angel's description that they'd find a welcome in this child's family, because the family was just like them, a poor Jewish peasant family. And after they saw the baby, then they ran about telling everybody, praising God for all that they'd heard and seen. They were in no hurry. They had the whole night, didn't they? They had no worries, because now the most important thing of all had come to them. They were filled with joy. Later on, you remember, the wise men came from the east, wealthy and influential travellers, carrying those expensive gifts to lay before him. But first in God's queue are the poorest, the shepherds. In God's kingdom, the poor enter ahead of the rich. God makes space for those who are society's outcasts. And that's important, isn't it, to us today? We must always welcome, as John prayed in his prayers, we must welcome everybody who comes, because God does that. Jesus did that. He welcomed everyone into the kingdom to hear his good news. So Beit Sahur, those fields, was the first public praise and worship of the Christ. It was a place filled with light and song. It was a place where, yeah, flocks of sheep gathered and were safe and fed and cared for, but this field was also given over to the first Christmas carol service, wasn't it? A place filled with worship and song and light from an everlasting source, because, of course, the child is the source of the light. Do you remember those medieval paintings where you think there's a glow coming from somewhere? And when you look carefully, you see the glows coming from the manger. It's actually in the face of Jesus. The light is coming from him. Later on, of course, in St. John's Gospel, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." He cares for fields and flocks and for the poor shepherds. He was Mary's light. He was the shepherd's light. And he's our light too. He cares for all. And all we have to do is surrender and worship and follow him. Follow like Mary and follow like the shepherds. The next carol that we're going to sing has a lovely chorus, which is, if you like, a statement of faith and commitment. "Come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There may not be room in the stable, but there's room in my heart for thee." Amen.